David, your thoughts on tonight's 2-1 win here in Carrick, Fergus?
Result was all that was important tonight. Take or leave any sort of performance at the minute. I thought we started the game well. I thought we started bright. We got the advantage. I thought we got a little bit sloppy. We started getting a wee bit probably edgy and nervy. But again, we're in the midst of title running. Gets edgy. Gets tough. Carrick made it difficult for us. Very direct. They put the ball in the boxes with long balls and they put us under pressure. Thankfully, we've seen it out.
That is the most pleasing thing, that you know, the character of the lads to get over the line at the end.
Yeah, but again, we didn't want to make the change with obviously Connor coming off. That was a blow for us at the time because again, we had probably planned that if we did sort of concede that, you know, you have something in your mind that you may go to a back four, and obviously with Connor coming off, it sort of took that away from us. So that was disappointing. But again, one thing that I can never question, other people can, is the application and the attitude of the players on a tough venue and a tough pitch. It was never going to be nice and pretty down here. We knew that. Thankfully, the weather was half decent. That was a bonus. Performance-wise, as I said, take or leave it. The important thing is the 3 points, and that was key tonight.
You take 9 more 2-1 wins, wouldn't you, between now and the end of the season?
I think we probably would, yeah. It's not great for the heart at times, the ticker, and I'm sure everybody, because again, you know, if you're invested in the club the way I am, as manager, and you're invested in wanting to win and wanting to be successful, it's hard. But it's going to be hard, and I thought we'd done enough tonight, and there was moments in the game where I thought we should have been better. I thought we gave a poor goal away. And then it sort of puts you on the back foot a little bit. But credit the players who stood up to whatever else was thrown at us. Obviously, with the game being obviously basically cancelled, postponed last week, and then thrust upon us so soon with a situation that we had was surprising, unsurprising. Sorry, but we managed. We patched the goalkeeper up, and we got the important 3 points.
I mean, 2 weeks since the last game, did it show in any way that we hadn't had the match practice?
I don't think so. Again, the players have worked extremely hard this week. We started the game on the front foot, we got the advantage, and winning leagues at times is tough. Carrick are fighting for their life still, and we just about seen it out.
And the first of 9 remaining cup finals is Tuesday night, not long to go to patch people up for Ballymena United. Tough place Tuesday night.
Yeah, tough game. I'll watch Ballymena against Lorne tomorrow in the cup, so we have a fair idea what you face in Ballymena. You know, we've faced them a few times this season. They're big, strong, aggressive. Big Davey always has his teams well organised and fighting for their life, so I'll watch them tomorrow and we'll get a good idea of what we're going to face on Tuesday night.
It's a pleasing night. You know, 3 points, and that's what it's all about. It's been a tough week for the club, hasn't it? With, you know, Paul Weir's mum,
yeah.
Andrew Waterworth's mum. I know you'd want to,
absolutely
share your thoughts.
Yeah, again, two important people to the football club. Obviously, Paul. You know, we found out a couple of days ago that obviously the loss of his mother, which it's always disappointing. So certainly mine, and I know the rest of the players who would be close to Paul and know Paul, are heartfelt. Blessings go to Paul and his family. Huge Linfield advocates, and they've been in and around the football club for a long time. Obviously Andy Waterworth texted Andy yesterday when I found out, and it's hard to know what to say at times to Paul and to Andy, because when you lose somebody as close and as dear to you, it's heartbreaking. So Andy will always be part of the Linfield family. Certainly, as me, he was a hell of a player for me, and a hell of a success as a player and as a person under me. And I know he's thriving now in his new environment, his new job. So to the Waterworth family and the Weir family, certainly for myself and everybody else, we send our best wishes to the both families.
The 3 points, a pleasing win, back on top of the table, a fitting end to what has been a difficult week. On and off the pitch for
it's
us,
also yeah. been a challenging week. We had young Ben, who works for us, some may have seen the other night with the car accident in Hanwood, just near Dundonald, was in a serious car crash. So We had the Ross Larkin situation earlier in the season. We've had young Ben now, who seems to be doing a little bit better. I think he's still in the trauma ward and whatever else in the Royal. So, again, Ben's been a key component in our staff this year. And say our thoughts and our prayers and everything else that goes into hoping that young Ben is going to be okay. And our best wishes go to the family.
All the best for patching everybody up for a huge game on Tuesday night, David.
Cheers, Andy. Thanks.